This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, let me say it again in a different way, seven past the hour, how's that? It's the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here. Mercury is retrograde! For those of you who don't know what that means, in literal terms, the planet of communication and transportation, that kind of stuff, it's the planet that rules those things, appears to move backwards in the sky. And that will bring with it moments of confusion for people. If you're in a close relationship, miscommunication happens a lot. Never mind just romantic relationships with the boss, stuff like that. You know, it's a continuation. There are actually, what does Laura Banks, our astrologer, say? I think there are six planets now that are in retrograde. And that, boys and girls, has not happened since 1774. And you may remember there was an interesting thing going on, a little disruption at that time. And the previous time in history, that, or at least modern history, that these planets were all aligned the way they are today was when the Roman Empire crumbled. So look around and see what's there, and a year from now see what's still there. I think that's the that's kind of the message here. Jennifer has the latest on Danny Masterson. If you don't know him, he was in the 70s show, amongst other things. Apparently, not such a good guy.
Yeah, actor Danny Masterson, who, as you mentioned, Doug, was known for his role on that 70s show, was charged with three counts of rape in L.A. County, according to the district attorney's office. Jackie Lacey is her name. Masterson was arrested on Wednesday around 11 o'clock. He was released after 3 o'clock on $3.3 million bail, which is interesting. You're able to, you know, it's coming if you have $3.3 million ready to go to bail yourself out, according to the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. He is charged with forcibly raping three women in separate incidents occurring between 2001 and 2003. He's expected to be arraigned on September 18th. Now, his attorney, Tom Mesereau, who is, if you remember, Tom Mesereau is like, he was Michael Jackson's attorney, high-profile celebrity attorney for sure, and I think was even involved with Bill Cosby at the end. He said that Mr. Masterson is innocent, and we're confident that he will be exonerated when all the evidence finally comes to light and witnesses have the opportunity to testify. The statement also added that Mr. Masterson and his wife are in complete shock, considering that these nearly 20-year-old allegations are suddenly resulting in charges being filed, but they and their family are comforted knowing that
ultimately... So why would that be? Let's talk about why. Why is it just the Scientologists?
Well, they changed the law recently in California that sexual assault charges have a longer
life.
Yeah. Life than they used to, because it used to be that they would time out. And so that was something that I think came about at the beginning, really, of the Me Too movement. Authorities say that he raped a 23-year-old woman between January and December 2001. He allegedly raped a 28-year-old woman in April 2003 and a 23-year-old woman sometime between October and December of 2003, according to the release. They all took place, these alleged crimes took place at his Hollywood Hills home. And if convicted, he faces a sentence of up to 45 years to life in state prison.
All right, what's the read on this for the two of you? Jennifer, you're on the
well,
LA, you know.
Okay, so to be honest, I don't know much about Danny Masterson, and I never knew much about his behavior. I know him from that 70s show, but the very first time I had heard about these charges is when they started, or heard about that type of behavior was with these charges. You know, with Bill Cosby, there was kind of that long build up to the charges. Eventually, you kind of heard the rumor swirling.
Yeah.
I had not with this guy, but he's also not that high profile, so I don't know if that really means anything. Certainly, he's had the protection. He's a Scientologist. And there's something to be said for
they try to intimidate the witnesses and stuff. Yeah.
Well, the one woman,
you, yeah.
Yeah, and so I think all three of the women who are accusing him are also Scientologists, and when they reported, at least one of them came forward and said when she tried to report this to the Scientology ethics officer, And he told her, well, you couldn't have been raped by him because you were in a consensual relationship. This was his girlfriend for a while, too. And so they said if she went to the police, that she would be charged with, quote, suppressive acts and high crimes. That's within the church. And that she would be banished from the church. This is what they do. They intimidate people. If they have any type of celebrity, that's all they do. I mean, I've watched a million documentaries. I've seen the Leah Remini stuff. I believe that Leah Remini is doing good work with bringing forward these stories. It's unbelievable the tactics that the church of Scientology will take.
They don't let you don't mess with them.
They spend $100 million a year on legal retainers. A friend of mine actually was approached by them to be on retainer for them, and she was like, absolutely not, because basically all they do is just put out fires anywhere. Every time Tom Cruise is accused of being gay, you ever notice how swiftly those accusations are met with a major lawsuit? Every tabloid has been sued by Scientology protecting Tom Cruise. It's just what they do. But the human rights violations behind all of that, there are people who are in, like, prison camps. It blows my mind that the FBI has not investigated this, or why everyone is so afraid of Scientology. It's crazy.
Leah Remini took to Twitter and said that she said, finally victims are being heard when it comes to Scientology. Praise the Lord. She says, this is a beginning for you, Scientology. Your days of getting away with it coming to an end. And so she celebrated.
She said, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's
she
really
did,
interesting.
In her tweet, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's really upset because Scientology had driven this wedge between her and her dad. And mm-hmm. Not only does she have a grudge because she feels that what they're doing is wrong, and certainly she's done a lot to expose it, but because the personal impact, she lost her father, and her father died without really ever repairing his relationship with his daughter, because once she left Scientology, the church got a hold of him and, really broke up their relationship, which
there was some more to her family, too.
What is there about this thing that we call? I had my own moments with Scientology when I first went to L.A. in the 90s, and how they.
Thank God you didn't get caught up in that.
Was
my dad
interesting.
The same thing, because they talk about the power of the mind, which is
right.
Something how you can
want,
fix things
all,
in your life, right?
Yeah,
and it's about improving your life, and they pull you in with surveys of improving.
Oh yeah,
yourself,
I mean it's very attractive.
For people who are addicts, by the way, they do actually at the beginning stages of this, I'll say they do great things. They sweat, they get people off of drugs, and then all of a sudden they get them turned around into this, and then you're kind of stuck.
Well, when I was new on KBC in Los Angeles in 1993, I think it was the summer of 93 when I started there, I wasn't on the air 2 weeks, and I was identified as the new guy in town because I was the freshest voice on any of the talk radio stations there. I think at the time there were, three, four talk stations in L.A.? I think three anyway, Jennifer. Why am I asking you? You were, 13. At the time. Anyway, but I was the new guy in town. So right away they call up the producer, can we get on the program? And I said, I don't know anything about Scientology. Yeah, let's put him on the program. So I put him on. I had him on for a couple of hours one night on KBC. And I was fascinated with the way they approached issues, for sure. And I admittedly didn't know much about Scientology at the time, frankly. You hear rumors, but I didn't know that much about it. And so I had him, and there were people that were calling that night. And, it kind of reminds me of how I was welcomed into Cincinnati when I started working there. It wasn't quite the same tone, because the issue wasn't me being from Boston. The issue was I was dumb enough to believe their crap. And so I got brutalized pretty well the night of that visit and the night after it. But anyway, that's how they got their claws into me. And for a year or so, I paid attention, not with an intention, I didn't want to join, but I was fascinated by the way they did things. It was really fascinating. I had them on my national program, the forerunner to this, as well.
Well, the problem is they treat celebrities, and this is why Leah Remini never knew what was really going on. They treat celebrities in a completely different class system than they treat regular people. And so the problem is the regular people, when you hear their stories, these are people who bankrupt themselves to have to pay for these courses, and then you spend $500,000, and then you'll get to the next level, and they encourage you to take out mortgages on your property, and it's just horrific. And then the young kids that they put put on that boat. They don't, they're not in school. They're basically scrubbing a boat because L. Ron Hubbard thought he was in the Navy and walked around with the captain's hat on, and he was a psychopath. And so all these young kids who are not in school, the younger girls, if they get pregnant, they're forced to have abortions. The human rights violations are off the charts, and this is happening in America. It just, it blows my mind that this is, that they're not arrested and that they're not.
And they also seem to be untouchable. I mean,
well,
there are lots of things.
Right, because they're tax-exempt status. They're a church. That's the problem. Yeah. It's religious freedom, and they're hiding behind it. They have been for years.
Well, you're not going to get invited to join anyway, Victoria, so
I don't think any of us are.
That.
Well, no. You might, Doug.
Not now.
I think Victoria and I are probably on the
When it was over with me, it was when it was over with me, it was over with me. I remember having, the guy's name was Hebert Jentz, J-E-N-S-Z, who ran Scientology, who decided I was his new best friend. And he would regularly send me email, call me, you want to have lunch, you know, and then when we were engaged, I did have lunch with him a couple of times, he wanted me to, you know, after lunch was over, I'd love to come back on your program, you know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And he was more interested in being on the national program because people get his act in L.A. and he doesn't, you know, how many converts are you going to get in L.A.? But out in Paducah, oh, nobody knows what's going on with the Scientologists, so let's get a hold of them. Let's do that. You know, that kind of stuff. Video games, are they a solution for ADHD in children? We had that conversation recently here on the DJV program, and guess what? It's shown up as the clip of the day, a focus on these prescription video games. Pretty interesting conversation, if I do say so myself, because a fascinating idea. How do these games work? You can hear us talk about it at djvshow.com in the clip of the day. You can also hear the whole program every day, all day. If you don't get enough of us when we're on live on your station, get the whole show in redux, as it were, at you can go to Facebook and connect with us there. Find the audio at djvshow.com.
It really is an awesome product for so many different things, even in addition to the weight loss. You know, people tell us within the first few weeks of taking it that they're sleeping better, waking up with less joint pain, more natural energy, and then, of course, over time, you do see the weight loss, the inch loss, and the weight loss with the product. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can click on the science tab. There's a science tab at the top. You can read all about how it works for weight loss and the side benefits on there, too. It's not in stores. You can't find it on any other website because with Calitrin, every purchase of Calitrin, you get a team of support. We have nurses available. We have Calitrin consultants. Everyone gets a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant who follows up with you after your order, make sure that you're seeing results. If you have any questions, you know, you can ask them. So it really is more about a team effort with this product.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is one of my favorite pop songs. Annie Lennox has always been one of my favorite pop singers. And the group, I don't know, this song, I don't even know what it means. Walking on broken glass. Have you got an idea, ladies, what the lyric line of this song means? What's the story?
Walking on broken glass?
Yeah.
Well, clearly this was an initiation thing that she was going to into her cult, right?
Annie Lennox? I don't think that's
walking on fire, walking on. It was a joke, Doug.
Okay. Annie founded the NGO group, The Circle. The NGO means non-governmental organization. In 2008, launched the Circle Music Auction on Tuesday to raise money for women around the world who are disproportionately impacted by the Chinese virus. A Circle Music Auction invites fans to bid on auction items like an autographed acoustic guitar from Taylor Swift, an Alberta Ferretti dress worn by Lennox, and an autographed outfit from Madison Beer's Good in Goodbye music video. So I guess I'm supposed to know who Alberta Ferretti is. You ladies probably do know.
Very famous designer.
Yeah. What kind of stuff does she design? What did it do? Lennox is always in kind of a interesting,
it's
bright.
It's high-end couture.
Yeah.
So it's thousands of dollars for the dress.
Yeah, and they're usually bright, biggie kind of brighty.
Depends on the season.
I remember when I met her at Uri's wedding. She
does
was
she wear
really
a lot of bright colors? I always think of her as more black and white.
Well, it was when she and Stuart had come apart, mm-hmm. and he was in a red striped suit.
Yeah, I think of him more in like weird colors. Yeah,
and she was sitting closer to me. And she had on, it was reddish green, what I remember about it, but it was loud, for sure. And they both had these loud glasses, the sunglasses on. I mean, the glasses that Dave Stewart was wearing reminded me of the stuff that Elton John wears, those glasses. You know, it was just, anyway, so that's my Annie Lennox song. They're also selling a lot of, you can buy tickets starting at $10 for a sweepstakes competition involving performances from either Annie or Sting or, I don't know, who Emilio Sande is. Who's that?
Emily Sande.
Who's she?
She's a British singer. She's amazing.
Is she?
Yep, okay. She's kind of coined as like the new Aretha. She's phenomenal.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. I'd like to hear some of her music. The crisis for thousands of women living in poverty is acute, so says Annie. Many no longer have any income, they're suffering domestic violence, have nowhere to turn. I'm delighted that such incredible musicians are stepping up to join me and offer their support. All the proceeds raised by the Circle Music Auction will benefit the Circle's Emergency Appeal, the Women and Girls Solidarity Fund that provides female survivors of violence with their immediate needs, food, hygiene kits, and menstrual products, to an hour of online counseling, also 10 days of safe refuge.
Domestic violence cases are through the roof right now. It's horrible.
Thank you. That was my point. We're talking a lot about Black Lives Matter. Women's lives matter. Maybe there needs to be a new...
Exactly why I don't want to see the police defunded, because we need them to help with those.
Well, the problem is
women are not calling the cops unless it's an extreme involving a weapon.
Because they're stuck at home.
Right, but they're afraid of their abuser, and that's a much larger case and situation than what the police can do. This is the kind of stuff that actually helps. These, you know, like 10 days of safe refuge and being able for women to get away from the abuser. That's the most important thing.
All I know is that the geniuses in L.A. said they were going to stop responding to those domestic violence calls or suggestions by neighbors because they said that it was too dangerous for the kids if there were children involved.
Well, you know, it's that retribution stuff. It's like not opening the beaches in the summertime because we don't have enough money. That's that kind of thinking, political hack thinking. I love No More, I Love Yous either. That's a good song. Annie Lennox here on the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DV design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration continues a push to at least temporarily block the release of a book written by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. The Justice Department filed an emergency application last evening for a restraining order to stop release of the book, which is scheduled for next week. President Trump talking about the matter in an interview on Fox News last evening.
He was a washed-up guy. I gave him a chance. He couldn't get Senate confirmed, so I gave him a non-Senate confirmed position where I could just put him there, see how he worked. And I wasn't very enamored.
He also reacted to the police shooting death of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta, calling it a terrible situation, but adding...
But, again, you can't resist a police officer like that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
With the recent Black Lives Matter protests, many big companies are rethinking their branding. Owners of the iconic Aunt Jemima brand have decided to make major changes to their logo. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The brand, its logo, and trademark image of what some used to call the Pancake Mammy has been around since 1893. It was already legendary when this TV ad was aired in the late 1950s.
For generations, frosty mornings have seemed warmer with stacks of
Aunt Jemima buckwheats.
It's the same today.
Well, not for much longer. Current owner Quaker, which is a PepsiCo subsidiary, says it's now getting rid of the logo and changing the name, as what many regard now as racist symbols are coming under more and more intense scrutiny, especially after recent deaths of African Americans at the hands of police. The Aunt Jemima character was based on an actual former slave named Nancy Green, and the original visual image was updated in the 1970s to look more like a modern black homemaker, but critics say the racist connotation remains, including the name Aunt Jemima, which comes from an old song performed by white performers in blackface. Quaker says ditching the image and the name is part of its effort to make progress towards racial equality. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You can listen to current or older newscasts anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour, the pleasant voices and ideas of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, you and me, the inside scoop on what's happening here in the world. People are motivated by lots of different things, to be sure, and it would be a shame if we were only motivated by one thing, if we only had one dimension in our lives. So many things going on.
What if we were
on.
All motivated by love, though? What if it was just love was our
yep.
motivation, like Marianne Williamson said?
That'd be
right?
Okay. It's all right with me. Yeah, yeah. All right, but you say that with a snarky...
Marianne Williamson. I didn't say it in a, I don't say it in a snarky way, really, because if you... That is something that all of us should be motivated by.
Yep.
That's a simple thing that we all could do.
Easy. Very easy to come by that. All right, I was wondering how long this was going to take. Matter of fact, yesterday... I thought to myself, we're going to have no more pancake mix, no more waffles.
You're still going to have pancakes.
Aunt Jemima is out. I wondered again, it's kind of, hello, duh, a racial stereotype, you think?
Yeah. I don't know what took it so long. This Aunt Jemima is not going out of business. It's owned by Quaker Oats. It's going to get rebranded. It's going to have a new image. The Quaker Oats announced that they recognize that Aunt Jemima's origins are based on a racial stereotype. This brand is 130 years old, and it features a black woman named Aunt Jemima who was originally dressed as a minstrel character. The picture has changed over time. In recent years, when Quaker took over the company, they removed the quote-unquote mammy kerchief, from the character to because a lot of people were criticizing it. Saying,
Manny,
what the heck
how I love
is going
you.
On
the
here?
Old Al Jolson song, yeah. Al Jolson did blackface. I remember that.
I don't know who that is.
Do you know what I was going to say? Do you even know who Al Jolson is?
No.
Okay. Sorry,
but anyway, so but Quaker said removing the image and the name is part of an effort for the company to make progress towards racial equality. The brand's origin and logo is based off the old song, Old Aunt Jemima, which is from a minstrel show and reportedly sung by slaves.
Yeah.
So, so the logo started in 1890. It was based, this is the problem. All these companies are making these statements. And they're not even looking into their own history. They're trying, for years, these companies have tried to say, oh, well, it's not really about slavery, or it's not really about, you know, minstrel shows. It's like, well, it is. And so you haven't addressed it, now you're forced to. So the company's website says that the logo started in 1890. It was based on Nancy Green, who was a, quote, storyteller, cook, and missionary worker. What they failed to mention is that she was also a slave. So, yeah, okay, so let's not, like, whitewash over what actually is going on here. So now Quaker says the new packaging is going to happen in the fall of 2020. Now, Mrs. Butterworth's, which I have always wondered how that bottle has been around as long as it has. Now, Mrs. Butterworth's actually didn't get started until 1961. Right in the middle of the beginning of the civil rights movement. And so a lot of people have criticized that bottle, the shape of it, as a sort of retaliation against the civil rights movement. That's once again, the mammy racial caricature stereotype for black women. The Mrs. Butterworth's brand, they said at the time, was supposed to evoke images of a loving grandmother, but like, really? It's not. And this, the fact that anytime there's also this backstory that they came up with a couple years ago in 10 years ago in 2009, where they named, because Mrs. Butterworth didn't have a first name. So they came up with this name and this weird backstory that had nothing to, it was just very strange. So I guess that's what marketing people have been doing. Now they're going to try to, save face and change the bottle
and change the letter.
I guess they're going to change the name of it too. I'm not really sure. The name Mrs. Butterworth's doesn't have no one has a problem with that.
No.
It's just that bottle. And the company said back in the day, oh, well, you know, it's a white woman because when the syrup is gone, the bottle's clear. That's what they actually said. But everyone knows it's common
like
knowledge.
They use the same technique as Michael Jackson did away in his face.
But the problem, though, is everyone knows the bottle, and it was a well-known fact, the bottle was modeled after the woman who plays the maid in Gone with the Wind. That character is the basis for the bottle. That's what it's modeled after. So in the 60s, they did this. So I don't know. These companies, all along, they've just kind of been forcing, you know, the issue of, oh, no, it's not racist, until finally people have just had enough.
Well,
and so
we overuse that term, frankly. It's just...
this is racist. I don't care if you think it's overused or not. This is appropriate. It's racist.
That's not what I said. I said that we are overusing... Everybody's a racist if they don't agree with some certain identification or definition of racism. So I take exception to that. But there have been a lot of things that have been going on for a long time in our country.
Uncle Ben's, that's the other one.
Uncle Ben's rice. Yes,
Uncle Ben's rice. That's
don't forget Rice Krispies, which I don't understand. They're upset
rice
with the
Rice Krispies?
Yes. Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Because there are three white guys on the cereal box.
What?
Uh-huh.
Huh? Another
one. I have not
Who came
heard
up with that
Rice Krispies.
No,
the Rice
that's
Krispies
really
thing?
Ridiculous. That's
I know. I
have
like
not heard
going
that.
Going too far.
Uncle Ben's is another one. See, the aunt and uncle thing, this is another thing that people don't realize unless you are studying African-American history. And you know, it's the aunt and uncle thing is so... It's so offensive because slaves who were allowed to work in the houses were often referred to as aunt and uncle because they weren't given the dignity of being called Mr. and Mrs. And that's the thing. When people say, oh, Uncle Ben, it's like, it's fine. No, it's not fine. And Aunt Jemima's not fine either. This was stripping the dignity from people, and that's... And
but they didn't know
and selling
they
pancakes.
They didn't know any better, and that's not an excuse for it.
Who didn't know any better?
People, the people who were called aunt and uncle... Whatever. I grew up around somebody who was Uncle Raymond, a black guy that came up to Massachusetts with his friend, Bill Morton, who married my father's aunt, And he lived with them. He took them out. They grew up together, went to school together. And when Bill came up here to go to school at Harvard, he brought Raymond Legg, was his name, with him. And Raymond stayed with him for the rest of his life, lived with him, lived in the house, took care of the house, took care of them.
As a slave?
No, I'm not drawing the parallels.
I know, so I'm confused.
Well, because I haven't finished the story.
The uncle, because he called him uncle.
I called him Uncle Raymond because he had something. We all loved him, and we didn't know what to call him because we weren't allowed to call adults by their first name. So he became Uncle Raymond. And he was very well liked in the neighborhood where there wasn't a black person to be found in Wellesley, Massachusetts in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. You would have found three black people in the whole town. I don't know that you'd find a dozen there now even. And he fit right in. And people didn't pay attention. This is why I don't understand the skin color thing. I never paid attention to him as a black person. Never. I didn't see it. And I just loved the guy. He was great to me and my sisters at a time when he realized that my family wasn't, the structure of my family wasn't great. And so he would do a lot to help us just be okay. And one of the great things, he was a wonderful cook, man. He made great cookies. But I tell the story because it didn't register with me that he was black, and with my sisters either, frankly. So I think that we all have probably stories, maybe good ones, maybe not so good, but I think that there are other things that are going on. That are being put aside, kind of like with a virus now. Well, we're putting other
stuff
now.
Do you want to hear about Rice Krispies before?
Yeah, I don't know the story of this at all.
This was a politician in the UK. This is a former Labour Party MP. Fiona Sanyaya is her name. And she has started a recall petition against Kellogg's to justify why Rice Krispies is represented by three white boys, while the Coco Pops mascot is a monkey. And she's very upset. She's been posting a lot on social media. Some of her posts have gone viral because Kellogg's has not replied to her email about Coco Pops and Rice Krispies. She said that they have the same composition except for the fact that Coco Pops are brown and chocolate flavored. So she was wondering why Rice Krispies have three white boys representing the brand and Coco Pops have a monkey.
That's a fair question.
I don't eat cereal anymore, but I used to love Coco Pops.
Yeah.
But I never even noticed what was on the box.
I get that one. I now get it.
It just feels very excessive. Yeah.
But they're going
to
go.
You have to be a little racist yourself to even think about these things. I believe.
Right, like homophobes.
I would never look at a box of Coco Pops and go, oh, major black.
You wouldn't. Might not. But other people who are looking for
that. And so to even notice that, you have to be racist yourself.
That's not true. Anytime there's a monkey that's even closely related. You don't have to be a racist.
At this point.
You just need eyes.
Right.
That's not hard to see. I have not seen a box in so long that I don't even know what's on it, and I didn't know there was a monkey associated with it, but I understand why she's upset.
So what's the story with this guy who's charged with a murder of a government security officer who had symbols linked to the Boogaloo Boys? Who are the Boogaloo Boys?
It's some like super right wing anti-government group.
Oh,
and which is
so
weird,
they're not anti-black because that Boogaloo term could be construed to be
I don't know. Maybe they are. I don't know. On the extreme right tent, that's where the white supremacists hang out. So I don't know if that's connected to this group. But it's weird that this guy is in the service.
Well,
he's in the.
What was the Nazis' attitude toward blacks? This guy, Anderson.
What do you think?
Well, I know that I thought about it. That's why I'm asking the question right now. I don't. You know, I knew what was going on with the Jews, but I don't know. What was the attitude Nazis had toward black? Well, I guess if they're trying to make the white race supreme, I guess they don't like blacks either.
Right. All right,
so this ties together, I think.
He's in the Air Force, which is weird. He's a staff sergeant. So if you're anti-government, why would you work for the government? I don't know. It seems weird.
Yeah. Air Force staff sergeant, don't identify his name. So what's the latest on Howard Stern? As long as we're going down this path for a minute, Howard Stern has raised the ire of some.
He wore blackface. He should be canceled.
What he brought? Well, the guy that runs SiriusXM says, he, as long as Howard wants to work, he's got a home here. So last year, Howard cleared $78 million working for Sirius. He's got a three-way deal, so that means because he was there, same deal that Limbaugh had. If he got $78 million, that means there was $210 million in it for SiriusXM. So
he
there
should,
you
well,
go.
He should be fired, I think. I mean, I don't know. I don't think, if we're not going to be tolerant of breakfast, if we're not going to be tolerant of breakfast
$200 million
cereal
a year,
and yeah, pancake what? Syrup, we
if
should
If he's bringing
go.
$200 million to the SiriusXM network, he ain't
they
going anywhere.
They should do their part. Pay their part for white privilege. They should, that should be the cost they pay.
Okay. And then there's the town of Vidor in East Texas. Has a reputation. Causes residents to pause when somebody asks where they're from. It's been known as Sundown Town, a place where non-whites were threatened with violence if they stayed after dark, and where they were barred from living through intimidation and discrimination. It's the most active KKK location in Texas, Vidor, V-I-D-O-R. Notice appeared on social media announcing a march would be held there to support Black Lives Matter. Excuse me. And then there was a social media post from this group, do not step your black asses into Vidor.
Oh, God.
There you go. And this is on Twitter. Yeah, even the person who organized the march, a fellow named Yakshinian Bahith, didn't know what he thought this was just for people in town. There was a Waffle House in Vidor that became the headquarters.
I'm going to need you to tell me. Can you tell me this story one more time? Because you've said a lot of big words, and I don't know. Can you tell me one more time?
Well, Vidor, Texas is the town where the KKK is most notably prevalent in Texas.
Got it.
All right?
Okay.
It's a small town, and they were going to have their Black Lives Movement group was going to have a rally there because the KKK is there. And so they posted KKK poster, a woman
posted the sign.
Posted, do not step your black asses into Vidor.
What year is it?
That's gross.
What year is it right now? I feel like we're in a bad documentary where we're talking about stuff that should have been long put to bed. We had the civil rights movement in the 60s, and now we're in 2020 and we're dealing with the KKK? This is insane.
What about the Waffle House?
That's their headquarters.
The Waffle House in Vidor is where the KKK hangs out.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm there now. All right. Yeah.
Did I explain that well enough? Okay.
48. I heard weird pronunciations and then the Waffle House, so thank you.
Am I going to get banned from the Waffle House? I love the Waffle House.
No, you're fine.
Trial 49 at the hour on the DJV show.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight
free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here with us now to answer your questions, and there are lots and lots and lots of them. Let's start with what happens. Well, first of all, a question. You're a cardiologist, so you deal with AFib, if you want to call that, fibrillations. I don't know where the R is. Is it fibrillations like library or fib, the R in the other place?
Fibrillation.
Fibrillation. Okay. So you love to describe it as like a bag of worms, but go into it in a little more detail for people to know technically what's going on in your heart if you have AFib.
Sure. The heart has an electrical system. A spark is at the top, and then the electrical impulse is transmitted from top to bottom so the heart can contract and relax in an orderly way. And for many different reasons, the upper part of the heart, the spark doesn't start nice and orderly and transmit nice and orderly, and you get a rapid, irregular beating called atrial fibrillation. Atria, the upper part of the heart, fibrillation, beating rapidly like a bag of worms. And this is a common problem that occurs mostly with aging. As we get older, the likelihood into our 70s and 80s is very common. It can occur at a younger age, and fortunately we have many ways of treating this. The news this week is that intense blood pressure control may reduce your atrial fibrillation risk. This was in the medical journal Hypertension. When they treated patients to a upper number down to 120, there was a dramatic decrease, about 26% decrease in the risk of getting atrial fibrillation.
All right, next question has to do with vitamin D. Man, this vitamin D thing has sprung up everywhere, and I don't know whether
it's
because it's an opportunity to sell more product or if it's now time for people to become aware of what you've been telling me for years about vitamin D and how most people, why is it just now that people are finding out or thinking about vitamin D to the extent that they are?
Well, there is some evidence that those who get the more severe form of COVID-19 one of the risk factors is a low vitamin D level, and that is where this has really been getting a lot of attention. So make sure your vitamin D level is at least 30, and you know, if you take a multivitamin, most of them have about 1,000 units, and that's pretty good. You can take up to 2,000 units a day safely, but if you go beyond that, please talk to your doctor.
All right, so here's a question that is sort of a normal one, and it comes from the good side of the track, I think, Ken. That is the, you know, we're talking about what causes it. We've been talking for years when it comes to health about the food you eat, the air you breathe, the water you drink, all of that sort of stuff, and how the pollutants and the processed foods undermine our immune system. So now, are we going, look at the air, how much clearer it is, not only in our country, but around the world, after just a couple of months of inactivity when it comes to manufacturing. And then there's also the move toward healthier food. People go to the store, hey, where's all our food? They begin to go to the farms and get better food. So will that mean we'll have stronger immune systems?
The healthier we live, the more our diet, our exercising, our mental stress, our sleep, these are all the factors you can adjust. All the things we talk about for living a heart healthy life helps our immune system.
Yeah, and there are lots of things you can eat to fortify your heart and your lungs and your systems in general, I think. You know, you don't change. You haven't changed your idea about the Mediterranean diet. Stay on that and you're fine, right?
That's pretty much it. I think it's a good choice.
Yep. All right, so we got about a minute here for a question about PSA testing and whether we get it or we don't get it. There seems to be a lot of concern still, or confusion more. I know you and I have talked about this when I've had my physical with you. Should we get it? Should we not get it? So what's the latest?
Right. This all started in 2008 when the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommended for those 75 and older not to get the PSA. And then in 2012, they recommended nobody get the PSA. And now the result is that the cases of advanced prostate cancer are rising. And I think that most agree that this was not the best recommendation.
So where did it come from? Why would anybody have gone down that road?
It came from this government task force that had no urologists on it. And they were concerned that it would lead to excess testing because of the false positives of the PSA. And the problem is it's resulted in much more advanced prostate cancer, and the urologist didn't like this. You know, my brother's a urologist. He was so upset about this and still is.
Yeah. Well, it's not necessary. Catch Dr. Ken and the most recent Good Day Health podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.